Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood. It's called Responsible AI for Small Teams, the one-page policy that covers 90% of the risk.
And the headline does what it says. The argument is that most AI risk in a small business comes from a handful of everyday habits, not some exotic edge case. A one-page policy covers roughly 90% of it.
Brett opens with a picture that most business owners will recognize. Someone in your office has pasted a client email into ChatGPT to tidy it up. Someone's dropped a spreadsheet into a free tool to get a summary. Someone's asked AI to draft a contract clause and copy the answer straight in.
And none of them are being careless on purpose. They're busy, the tool is right there, and it makes their day easier.
That's the real picture. The risk isn't some dramatic scenario. It's ordinary people making small, reasonable-looking decisions with no shared rules. You want AI to augment how your people work. You can't do that safely if everyone's improvising.
So the policy, as Brett frames it, isn't about control. It's about giving your team a clear line they can see. The helpful ones stop worrying. The careless ones stop guessing.
And it comes down to four sections. What data never goes into a public AI tool? What always gets a human check before it leaves the building? Which tools are approved? And who to ask when someone's unsure?
One side of A4. If it runs longer, nobody reads it. And a policy nobody reads protects nobody. Brett's bar is, write it so a smart 16-year-old could read it once and follow it. No legal language.
The first section, what data never goes in, is where Brett says to be strictest, because data leaking out is the mistake that's hardest to undo and the easiest to make.
Walk me through why.
When someone pastes information into a free public AI tool, that data can be stored on someone else's servers. Depending on the tool's terms, it can be used to train future models. You cannot pull it back. If it was a client's personal details or a confidential quote, you now have a data protection problem that started with one copy and paste.
Brett's own rule at EasyTrack, his property business, is that tenant and landlord personal details never go near a public tool. Full stop. If they want AI working on that kind of data, it runs inside a private, contained system.
And he's specific about how to write the banned list. Don't say sensitive information. Say no customer names, addresses, payment details, or anything from a signed NDA. People follow rules they can picture. They ignore rules they have to decode.
That's the bit most policies get wrong. They're written in language that requires interpretation, so people interpret it in whatever way suits them at the time.
The second rule is the human check. Nothing goes to a customer, a supplier, or the public until a named person has read it and is willing to put their name to it.
Because AI is brilliant at first drafts and genuinely bad at knowing when it's confidently wrong. It will invent a figure, misread a date, soften a clause in a way that changes its meaning, and do all of that in a tone that sounds completely certain. So the AI does the heavy lifting. The human owns the result. Brett says that one rule quietly removes most of the embarrassing failures. Wrong refund amounts, made up policy details, emails with a client's name spelled wrong. All caught at the check.
And it costs a few seconds per item. That's the trait.
The third section is an approved tools list, short and named. If a tool isn't on it, someone asks before using it for work.
The fourth is ownership. One named person. Not the team, not shared. One person who answers the questions, keeps the list current, and does a 15-minute review every quarter. Clearly because the tools move. Something that was fine in spring can change its terms by autumn. New things your team wants to try will keep appearing. Brett's also honest about what the one page won't cover. If you're handling large volumes of personal data, working in a regulated sector like finance or healthcare, or building AI into something you sell, you're past what one sheet can carry. That's the point of bringing your data protection advisor.
But the message is don't let the missing 10% stop you doing the 90. Plenty of businesses freeze trying to write the perfect, lawyer-proof version, so they write nothing. And their team carries on pasting client data into public tools. A simple page you adopt this week beats a perfect one you never finish. So for this week, block out an hour. Write those four sections in your own words. Name the owner, list the three or four tools your team already uses. Send it round.
You've covered most of your real exposure before launch. For me, it's drawing that human check line today. AI can draft anything internal at speed. The moment it's going outside the building, a person reads it first. That one rule is worth putting in place now. The full article is at anabu.ai. Well worth reading for the examples and the details on private contained setups. And if you'd like a second pair of eyes on how your own team is already using these tools, there's a free AI audit on the site. They look at what's happening and where the quiet risks sit, with no pressure and no jargon. Book one when it suits you.